I want to continue flagging up some issues to do with Shatners, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a simon on the Halachot of Shatners, simon Kuf Ayin Vav, and the commentary on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sharim HaMitzuyanim Bahalacha, a mid-20th century commentary, raises a number of interesting points that should be considered with regard to Shatners. First of all, he discusses the question, what if you've got paper made out of wool and linen? Certainly high quality paper once upon a time was made out of rags. And what if you've got linen rags and woolen rags combined together, or Shatner's rags turned into paper? Is that going to be a problem if you cover yourself with it? He references the Chatam Sofer in Tshuva in Chelet Vav Simon Pei Aleph, who says that seeing as Panim Chadashot Ba'u Lekan, that it's been turned into something totally different and unrecognisable from what it originally was, there isn't a problem of Shatner's. What about wool and linen, which are bonded or stuck to each other with glue? The Poskim talk about if you've got a woolen garment and you stitch in a linen lining, or vice versa, that it's a problem of Shatners. What if it's glued together? So he points out that as far as Shabbat is concerned, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that gluing two materials together is a toladah of tofer, of stitching, and it's all one and the same. So the same would be true here also. A very important question he discusses is, can you wear clothing that might have Shatners in it without having it checked? What if you live in a place where there's no Shatners laboratory and it's really difficult to get clothing checked? And there's only a tzafek, it's rare to find Shatners in these garments. Is it permitted to wear it when it can't be checked? His conclusion in those cases, it is, but where you can get it checked, you should do. And there's a lot of discussion amongst the Achronim as to exactly under what circumstances do you need to have clothing checked. Is it all clothing that needs to be checked? What if most of it doesn't have Shatners in? How do you find the Miut She'ein or Matsui in this regard, etc., etc.? As I say, lots of discussion about that, perhaps for another time. His fourth point is, what about Shatners on insoles? You've got insoles for your feet for orthopedic reasons, and they're made out of Shatners. He says that it's permissible to wear them based on the Chochmat Azam in Klal Kufafs if you'd Gimel, because the sole of the foot is hard and it doesn't really feel the Shatners material underneath it. And he says this is also true with carpets. You don't need to have your carpets checked for Shatners. Obviously, if you're walking around in shoes, it's not an issue. But even without shoes, it also wouldn't be an issue. He also discusses the question of selling Shatner's clothing to Jews, that you're concerned will wear it without getting the Shatner's removed. Might be that you sell certain clothing, it's for trade, it's for builders or something like that, and it's got Shatner's in, and that you know that most builders aren't Jewish, and in 20 years of owning your store, you've never sold any of these trousers to a Jewish customer. And now a Jewish customer comes in and wants to buy it. Is that a problem? Is it certainly not a problem of Lifnei Iver, because he could get it from elsewhere? Is it a problem of Messiah, Lidei Avrei Aveira, a problem Midrabanan of Shatners? So this of Lifnei Iver. So this is a question which is not unique to the Halachot of Shatners, and he brings down different opinions about that. Sixth point is, what if you've got an umbrella or a parasol made out of wool and linen together? Is that permissible? Or a tent? You want to sleep in a tent that's made out of Shatners? He says that's permitted because even though it's covering you and protecting you in some way, you're not, it's not directly on you, so it's not like an article of clothing. And the final point to flag up he raises is about mattresses that have Shatners in them. And now, certainly high-quality mattresses, you can get high-quality mattresses that are filled with wool, or you can get high-quality mattresses filled with linen, and even found online some mattresses which can be filled with linen with wool covering, or vice versa, so real Shatner's mattresses. And he says there it depends on how soft the mattress is and whether you sink into it. If you're just lying on top of it and you don't sink into it, then it wouldn't be a problem of shatness. But if you sink into it and it sort of comes up along the sides of your body, even slightly, so then it's covering you in some way and it would be a problem. Ad kan.